The Department of Homeland Security expects the nation to remain at orange or high alert at least for a few more days. Most states have adopted the federal color-coded warning system, but at least four have remained at lower levels of alert, including a state cited as an example for all the others, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
In two recent briefings on the national orange or high alert, officials at the Department of Homeland Security praised Utah for its response. They apparently didn't know that Utah is still one step lower, at yellow, the so-called elevated state of alert.
We are very different than other states, so our response would be different. We just don't have the risks that other areas have.
Robert Flowers heads the Utah Department of Public Safety.
You have to ask yourself, why would Utah be on a terrorist map? When you don't have borders with other nations, we don't have oceans, we don't have a huge population bases like they have in these other areas. We don't have the transportation systems. We don't have the water systems. When you look at all those things and you look at those as risks, if you were in the mind of a terrorist and you were going to hit to get your biggest bang for your buck, where would you go?
Probably not Hawaii. At least that's what state officials there believe. They're at level blue or guarded, says Ed Teixeira of Hawaii Civil Defense.
It is our premise that we would escalate our threat level preparedness conditions only if we have information that indicates that Hawaii may receive or may be impacted with a credible or specific terrorist threat.
Two other states are officially colorless when it comes to Homeland Security alerts. Idaho maintains a heightened level of security adopted after the September 11th attacks. Oregon quietly adjusts state security measures, but makes no public pronouncements about alerts. All four states have what could be lucrative terrorist targets, including massive dams and reservoirs, military bases, or chemical, biological, and nuclear facilities. But those are generally not state responsibilities, notes Utah's Robert Flowers.
Those are federal installations, and I'm sure that they went right up with their elevation. They don't respond to what I do. I basically am a state official. Those are federal facilities.
In fact, the Homeland Security Alert System is mandatory for federal agencies, but only advisory for states, local governments, and private companies. Still, Flower says, he's hearing some federal sniping about states not at orange alert.
There's a certain amount of comfort if we mirror the actions of the federal government. I've heard it say that we're not supporting the federal effort, and that's just simply not true. There's been no state that supported it more than the state of Utah.
Any inflexible imposition of a federal alert system concerns Phil Anderson, director of the Homeland Security Initiative at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
Because, quite frankly, me and my office here on K Street in downtown D.C., five blocks from the White House, is at far greater risk than someone out in the middle of Iowa in a cornfield. But yet what the government has suggested is that everybody needs to be equally prepared, and that there's a danger in that, I think.
The danger, Anderson says, is in creating undue stress, fear, and panic among people not at heightened risk.
I mean, there were people in parts of the country that were certainly at very low risk that were rushing around over the past several weeks, very concerned about this potential for this cataclysmic attack on the United States. And I think that's terribly unfortunate. And I don't think that that serves the public's interest.
Ed Teixeira of Hawaii Civil Defense worries people will become weary and wary if his state seems to needlessly elevate its alert from blue or guarded.
What does that do for communities? Hopefully, it will stem fear. Hopefully, it will stem some panic. Hopefully, it will help us to fight complacency.
I'm more concerned about the warnings losing their power. I'm more concerned about the public going, oh, we're just at orange. And that was one of the reasons why we looked at staying at this yellow.
Utah Public Safety Commissioner Robert Flowers.
We'd like people to do things. But if you're going from yellow to orange and flip-flopping back and forth, people have a tendency to lose interest. And actually, you almost give the impression you don't know what you're doing.
Flowers also worries about consuming money and resources before they're really needed. So he and officials in the other non-orange states say they monitor threats carefully, use intelligence from state, federal, and military sources, and adjust their security efforts accordingly. Officials at the Federal Homeland Security Department did not respond to interview requests for this story. But flexibility for states and regions is something they've promised to incorporate into their national warning system. Howard Berkus, NPR News.